Why don't you try some noodles?
Worms.
I mean, they're worms. Tony! They're only noodles, Michael.
That's right. Why not? Welcome to another edition of Midnight Ramen.
I, of course, am your illustrious host, Zach Evergreen. And today, we are watching an unboxing video. We are going to unbox an unboxing video of Podcast AF. Why? Because why not? Everyone has unboxing videos. I thought, why not doing an unboxing video of an unboxing video? Has anyone ever done that before? Probably. So today we are going to make fun of the one, the only Podcast AF, Jonathan Fallon, as he unboxes something. And apparently it's going to be hilarious on his end. And I'm going to ridicule the shit out of him. Because as we all know, he needs to go right where he belongs, and that's in the party of knives. However, I don't know, maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe I could be proven totally wrong on this. That, playing with toys in your mid-40s is really cool. I don't know. Maybe I'm... You know what? Hey, but we're going to take a look. I mention Hoodcast AF a lot, and it's because Jonathan Fallon of Hoodcast AF is... He and I got our boots wet in radio together, and unfortunately, he decided to, do pro wrestling matches with other gentlemen in their 40s. And some of them want to cut off my what makes me a man, if you will. This video just came up, and I've had a few drinks, and I could tell watching this video that he's had a few drinks. So I thought it would be funny if I watched this video, and maybe together as a family, we could go through this all. So, burping. Shit. So this is Hoodcast AF. This is the Mysteries of Mythos unboxing review. So apparently, there's like toy companies that will pawn off their shit and sell them to you, and it's like a mystery box, and that's what you get. I know in the industry I'm in, sometimes we'll do this, whether it be any adult beverage, wine. This is clearly not adult. They will go, oh, we have a mystery box for you. And the mystery box is like, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of shit that we can't sell or is damaged. So here you go. All right. So anyway, let's start this great video by Hoodcast AF, shall we? Wait, why is it all quiet? Oh, because I'm an idiot. And I think I don't have it up there. There we go. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I don't know. Maybe I am doing something wrong. Let's see. Yes, I am. Okay. Here we go. This is the for release time. Oh, shit. So they even got, like, some cool, like, music. Oh, there he is.
I've been holding out on everyone. I've been holding out on a package I got from the... What is it?
You know what you've been holding out on is some good radio. Why the fuck are you wasting your time on doing this when you could be under my employ? That's one. And two... You're way too old to be doing death matches. Just letting it be known. And also, I'm pretty sure your wife and other people don't want to see you play with toys, me included.
It's called like the Four Horsemen, Mysteries of Mythos or some shit like that. Look, I don't claim to be
All right, second of all, dude, hearing a dude that's almost hitting 50 talking about the Mysteries of Mythos is pretty sad. It really pains me. And also his equipment is not as cool as ours. Jonathan, just come home. I'm looking at your shit right now, and wow. Like, it looks like Buffalo Bill should be dancing behind you naked, and I just wish I had the editing talents you had to throw that music behind you, but I'm not going to. All right, let's go ahead.
Expert on Mythic Legions or Four Horsemen shit at all. Like, I collect a lot of the holiday stuff, whatever it's called. The thank you, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, so that thing that he talks about, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre sound, is something that whenever he and I would do a podcast together, I'd always mention he has this weird fan on top of his roof that goes, and it sounds like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre sound, so he started incorporating it into his videos. Right on for owning it, but how about just going up there and putting some oil up there and fixing it? Or give me credit for it.
Sound. I love you. I do. Now I just want to do it. Yeah, the holiday shit, whatever it's fucking...
You know what it is? It's kind of like... It's kind of like when you hear like a 911 call or something and you can hear the bloop, you know, the bloop, bloop. And it's that in time fire alarm that beeps because it's almost out of a battery. And it's in time where you could set your heart to, you go, it's going to happen now. Bloop. Yeah, it's the same thing. So he has that in his room where in his studio, no less. And I don't know why anyone wouldn't fix this in their studio, but his fucking, he's got this fan and he goes, and now he's making a joke out of it. He just never noticed it. I've made a joke out of it the whole time. Finally, he's made a point of it. So yay, good that he's made a point of it. Cool that it's making a joke of it, but let's move on.
Cold. It escapes my brain now. Let me take another swig. Maybe I'll... Nah, I still don't...
He really doesn't take another swig because he's already drunk, as am I, but he's drinking White Claw, so let's be honest. One of us has a problem, and one of us is... Okay, two of us have a problem.
Remember it, but it doesn't matter. But anyways, they had a blind box deal, shit they found in their warehouse. So you get one of the new figures that they can't fucking sell, and you get some old figures that they reissued. They have a reissued like set list, and then they have like a bunch of like what they called super rares. So, and I've listened to like other like
I don't even know what to say about this point. I want to make this funny, but I can't. I'm just as weirded out as you are.
Mythic Legion podcast where they had people from Four Horsemen Studios on there, and they would say like even the super rares, they're like the lowest one, there might be four.
Yeah. Four. I just realized I might have to do this more often. If Jonathan keeps posting these up, I don't even care if it just entertains me and him. This is hilarious to me. Four.
No, and I don't know what that, it could have been.
Neither do I.
King Noblin or Goblin. I don't know what their fucking names are. I don't know what.
Neither do I.
Their fucking stories are. I just know some of them look cool and some of them are ridiculous. Now, some of the ones that are ridiculous, I'm into. Like, I like Egalus. Like, I want to like rip off his head and put a John Cena head on it or something. You know, I can do a lot with it. But you know, I'm more.
I got to give Jonathan some some credit here. That was pretty funny. If you watch this video, having Ernest P. World pop in, because Ernest does and John Cena do kind of look very similar, you got to give him credit for that. Give credit where credit's due. The dude's funny. However, this is still pretty lame.
Born to the evil shit, the skeletons, like the Necronominus wave. Like, I'm totally into that. So that's what I want.
Okay, I don't know what Necronominus is. If it has anything to do with the Necronomicon or anything cool about like horror movies, I'm in. I'm not into toys. I think they're boring. I mean, I've seen his toy collection, and when I see his Predator collection, I think it's cool. But I just go, that's pretty cool. There's nothing about me that goes, man, I want to dedicate my life to seeing Predator toys. It's kind of lame. I mean, the reason why I think I like movies so much is because it's, when you watch a movie, it's something, it takes you out of where you are, and it's so different than what it is. And I think the collecting of toys is like the very opposite of it, where it's a very control thing, where I like that, and I want it to be in a crappy, cheap plastic version where I can hold it forever. I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out of my ass. Probably.
But, you know,
but I'm still going to make fun of this.
There's a lot that I saw in value of this set.
Did you?
So, yeah, I bought two sets. So it was.
Oh, you bought two sets. Okay. So there we go. These are random sets, by the way. So apparently, according to him, these are like random things that he buys, and they just like come willy the nilly. And he doesn't even know what he's going to get. Meaning he can get doubles or da-da-da. I don't know. I mean, this is like playing Magic the Gathering with somebody that has a lot of money. It's if anyone's ever done that, you know it's not fun.
It was $75 for two figures. You get
$75 for two figures. Hold the fuck on right now. I don't know how you, if you guys got frivolous money. $75 is a lot of money. This is by anonymous right now, people. It cost me nearly that much to fill up my tank, and I have a Toyota.
One of their newer releases and one of the whatever you called it, like
really, who has $75 to blow on fucking plastic figures? Honestly. I mean, dude, when I go to swap meets and buy my movies and stuff, it's like I feel guilty if I spend $50. And I'm usually walking home with a handful of movies. $75 for two figures? Are you fucking kidding me? Wow.
Commons or repurposed or super rares could be. So I know people bought a lot more. I spent $150 or a little bit more because it was $75 plus $10 shipping, flat shipping, to anywhere within the United
States. I love how he justifies the flat shipping that he's spending $75 for two figures.
So I'm down with that. And plus I'm growing my Mythic Legions.
Are you?
Collection. You know, I am into more of the evil shit, but I do like some of the gladiator stuff, some of the Knights Templar stuff, but I don't need a bunch. I mean, I'm not growing an army.
As he says, he doesn't need a bunch. If you actually look back in this photo, you can actually see that Jonathan Fallen has very, very many a toy
here. You know, I just like some of it. I like the armor stuff where you can like pick and play and punch it in here and there. And I've done that, you know, even with like my own heads or shit. You know, that I'll get Isaac from CraniacStudios.com to print. Like, really cool stuff. Like, I'll put a Dracula head on, you know.
Okay, I must say that when he just said I put a Dracula head on something, it does look pretty cool. He's got a Dracula head, and it's like, it's pretty awesome. But I wouldn't pay $75 for that. I wouldn't pay $57. I wouldn't pay $27. Because I could just see it here for free. So thank you for that, Jonathan.
A different Mythic Legion's body, and it just looked really cool. But, yeah, So I think it's about time to open it. I just have to... Oh, there's the...
If you guys actually like me making fun of Hoodcast AF reviews, I might do this a lot because I'm actually having fun with this. And it's fun making fun of my cousin and watching him opening up his toys.
Box. All I need is a box cutter.
Oh.
Box. Box cutter! Shit. You can open it.
Box cutter!
Top box cutter!
Box cutter!
Box cutter!
Box cutter!
Yeah! 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 Box cutter!
Fuck yeah! Box cutter!
Box cutter!
Box cutter!
Box cutter!
Box cutter!
You can cut up the top. Now, see, now normal Target employees or something that will dig right in and score the card or the bubble.
I'm gonna open it.
Don't do that. Cut the edges first, right?
Okay, first off, I want to point out that Jonathan Fallon is cutting the box towards him. That's a big safety no-no. You never cut a box towards you. You always cut away from you. He's cutting it towards him. He has his thumb very, very near the razor. He should be cutting away from it. So hopefully he loses a thumb. And then that way this could be a big, big safety PSA. But we'll see what happens.
Look, I've been drinking.
And he's been drinking.
I'm trying. All right. Don't cut your...
God damn it, dude. He's almost just lost a thumb.
Self. Oh, I cut it into the box. Okay. Now carefully. Just the tip. Just the tip. That's how they all like it, right? Ah, shit. I went too deep. Don't go too deep. Because then you're in too deep. Then you're back to the hotel. Like, okay. Is this two boxes? It's two fucking boxes. Oh, my God. I'm a fucking...
I'm taking this.
They taped two boxes together. Hold on.
Okay, now John is going...
I did order two sets. Hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I realized something.
I think he realizes that he's probably going to have a career here soon. But yeah, he is. This is the most unsafe unboxing I've ever seen. We see a madman here with hand tattoos and a razor cutting towards him. Do not try this at home.
I don't know what's going on, but okay, I guess I figured it out. All right, now don't go too deep. Oh, no, no. Cut the edges, right, first?
Dude, he's cutting towards himself again. I really think that if he loses a thumb, yeah, that might happen.
All right. Got one edge.
Yeah, definitely boring.
Now the second. Ooh, almost cut my thumb. Very close. Very close. But no scar. Now I lift up the edge here, so... I don't cut the boxes. Not that, you know.
The saddest part about this is whatever he...
Like them, get rid of
yeah,
them.
So most barely, definitely. The saddest part about this is whatever he pulls out of here is going to be boring.
Cut it. Not down the line, but I can what's okay, in the maybe box? I should put that tool down. Rip the rest of it. All right. Let's get the other box open because it's going to be a surprise pack, right?
I'm going to blame all our allergies on him too, by the way.
Let's open this shit up.
What?
I paused that for no reason. I just wanted to go, Hoodcast AF, everybody. Here's what you get.
It's in a fucking box!
Give me the gun. Ah! In a box! Sorry. Just fucking with you. Don't worry. Can't even cut straight. Box cutter!
You get caught up in the box cutter!
That's how dope I am, see? Boom! Look at this paper. This is pristine paper. It's not for you. It's not for me. Let's see the first figure. Who the fuck is this? This is,
Fuck's sake, man, you amateur.
What's the name? Doesn't they have a name?
Most definitely.
Oh. Ava.
What it's like.
Avarone.
Having a Roni.
Lady Averona. I don't even know what the fuck he's doing here, but the the fucking Vanilla Ice makes it work.
Lady. Like Averona. I'm not going to read that story. She looks kind of cool. Like, she would go with,
do you know what it's like having a Roni? It's like...
whole Dracula setup.
It's good times.
Like, all right, cool.
When you're having a rummy.
Let's move on. What do I got here?
I think this is the first ever unboxing video.
Fury Clan Orc. I have to believe that's an army builder. I like him though. I like
John, okay, like, no, he's full of shit. Jonathan doesn't like orcs because Jonathan's racist, and you don't want to know what he thinks about orcs because it's bad things. I played D&D with this guy, and he really, when he talks about orcs, man, green skin, it's oof, it's bad times. It's really bad times. You know, sometimes during D&D campaigns, I had to take Jonathan aside and said, hey, man, like, you know, what you say about greenskins, it's getting up there. You know, so hopefully he keeps it together here. But if not, you know, all greenskins matter. I really appreciate orcs. I really do. And anyway, just take what he says with a pinch of salt.
Is this
Fury? Are you ready for a perfect storm?
Red Orcon.
Because once you're mine.
I think his helmet comes off, and
there's no coming orc.
The super rares, right? I think he. No. He's on the reissued chases, so that's fine. So that means that bitch down there,
how dare you?
She's a comic, or one of the new releases, which, that's fine with me. I like them both. I actually like this box. It was pretty good, but it's...
He's talking about a cardboard box, by the way.
No, super rare. Oh, good, you know, for you. I want an Egalis, or the King of Dwarves, or something. I mean, I like them.
I really want to say something funny, but you got to watch this video. It's just, it is in itself hilarious.
So I'm not disappointed at all. Now who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is you, skeleton motherfucker with the beard? What are you, a skeleton dwarf dude? And you got some armors there? Whoa. What is that? Ilgar. So, he's a dwarf, right? One of the most... Yeah, I can't read that. It's too small. I don't have my glasses and all my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes, his glasses, because the conductor said he couldn't have them.
I would have my... So I have them. That's how it happens. Now, let's see where Ilgar is. Ilgar is, I have no fucking clue. I'm trying to look him up. He's cool, though. I like his armor. I like how shiny he is. I like his dwarf fucking head. His rusty sword. That's cool. Okay. I'm down with this, dude. I got some good shit. So far, I'm really happy. You know, I didn't get no Egalis, but I...
You know what's funny? When he says he's... When he says he's happy, it's like the kid that loses at the arcade game, and he's like, I had fun.
Got shit that I didn't even know existed.
Like this in and the background. What the fuck is it with you?
What this? It doesn't matter to me whether they're super rare or common. Like, really? I just want the ones that I want. But if there's figures that I don't know that I want, which this one is very cool. I love the paint on the skull. There's highlights on it. Like, it kind of matches his armor. And I really love the armor. Like, especially the shiny bits. I'm like a fucking bird.
The shiny bits, eh?
Shiny bits. So I'm not even sure where he is lands on the list of stuff.
The funny thing is, I don't know if people are actually going to listen to his edits that think that they're mine, because they're not. It's just me watching his video. Those are his edits.
I don't even see him on it. But
meaning he's making fun of himself and doing a pretty good job of it.
I am also a fucking idiot. So, cool figure.
You heard it here first.
Here. Lastly. And also, yes, the Drow. Shadow Elf Ranger.
I am so Lieutenant is that a dirt?
Like, I really, this guy looks cool. He looks like every character BC Zach.
All right, first off, he's right, and he just called me out. I do like playing Drow. This is very true.
My brother cousin would play. He always plays this, oh, he's a Drow, but he's super cool. And
they always are.
Like, because Zach's usually always, he's a really good storyteller in Dungeons & Dragons. And dude, we play, I roll crits all day long. But
he does. He cheats a lot.
Still, Zach's a good storyteller, but he always plays his characters. Not that they're NPCs, but there'll be this guy. They have...
No, I play my characters to show the other characters to what to do because they're so busy jerking each other off that they need some guidance.
Long white hair, and they're just dope as shit. They're good at...
And they are.
Everything. And
they are.
Like, you're like, whatever, dude, I'm just going to go kill this thing over here. He'll...
And I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be doing this. I need to invest this character because you're not doing it right.
I'll let you do that, but as long as... his character gets the final blow.
And that's also bullshit.
Because he gets the most experience.
And I don't care. It's all about the story. And fuck you. And you know this is true.
Hey, look. Yeah, they're all bastards. But
Jonathan, I want that character, by the way. I don't even care about toys, but I want
this
that.
This dude looks fucking cool, man. I like how his sword kind of matches his skin tone and his armor. No, I dig it. I dig it. I don't know where he is on the list. So, let me look at the list here. He is... Shadow Elf Ranger. So, but he's a Drow, right? That's pretty fucking cool. So,
yeah. Basically, every character I've ever played, Jonathan actually had it right, and I apologize.
Now... Oh, this is a pretty fucking thick-ass box, you know? I could ship some, like, hardy shit to people and not get it ruined. See, this is why I save boxes from fucking companies that, like, do the thick-ass boxes, like Big Bad Toy Store. They have really good shipper boxes. And Mythic Legions, they seem to have really good boxes, so... These are the ones I got. Love that guy. I actually love the Drow. This guy is cool.
If you notice too, he says Drow because I told him that because everyone says Drow. And I'm like, dude, it's actually pronounced Drow. It's just, you know, kind of cool that he actually, you know, is pronouncing it correctly. I can't wait for this to air. It'll be fun.
I actually like him a lot too. And she looks really cool too. Like, so I'm happy with all these. Like, I actually like all of them. I do. It doesn't seem like something super special to me, but I'm happy with the money I spent on them. Like, because normally you'd probably pay a lot more for these figures. Like, maybe for me, I probably would if I saw them in a store. And
$3,000? Are you serious? That's a lot of money to spend for that. Anyway. This was the unboxing of the unboxing of Hoodcast AF. And, of course, I am your illustrious host, Zach Evergreen, on Midnight Ramen. And thank you for listening. Go check out Hoodcast AF. Their show is free. It is amazing if you like playing with yourself and toys. Yeah, there you go. And you could check out us if you want to watch movies and talk about Fallout and stuff and other cool shit. Yeah, there you go.